Tired of your sound taking up too much space in your house? Well, Soundbite, SOUNDBYTE, has a solution for you. Are you constantly trying to find more storage space for your clothing, Tupperware, and sound? At Soundbite, you can hear lots of little audio clips, instead of having big, large ones that require vacuum sealing, or even buying a storage space. Save space this holiday season, and go to Soundbite, the app. SOUNDBYTE. We are still in the sandwich saga.
Excellent.
I believe we got all the way up to meats. So, I don't know, what's smaller than meats on a sandwich?
What do you mean smaller? Like, what's deeper inside than the meats, or smaller, like, physically?
Well, what? Are you goddamn kidding? I hate. Do you know what it's like with you? It's.
No, I thought meats was
like,
it.
It's like this will fit into my topic for next week. But it's like this will. This is what you think when sometimes you hear crazy people. And you know how like when you hear a crazy person, like either somebody living on the streets or like a cult leader, mm-hmm. and you're like, and like for the first 6 seconds they're talking, you're like, oh wow, wait, this is making a lot more sense. And then after at second 6.3, you're like, oh boy. That's what it's like with you. What do you mean? Did you think the sandwich saga was just going to be things smaller than sandwiches? Like golf balls?
No, well...
It's obviously things. So what is in a sandwich that is smaller? Like, I don't know, like peppercorns or something. You know, things that are on meats
garlic
or
flakes.
Inside meats.
Yeah, this could be like...
Yeah.
Garlic.
So why do you know now and then a sec... I hate you so fucking
much. I thought you
much.
Were saying
why
the wrong word, honestly. I thought you were saying the wrong word.
We're going to do garlic flakes, even though that's not something people put on sandwiches. Do you have an intro?
No, not really.
Okay. This is the Welcome to Hack Thought Podcast Sandwich Saga, Garlic Flakes Episode, Deepu Edition, theme song by Freddie Unreal of the Fingers.
Hack Thought Podcast.
Shut up. Say exactly what you said to me before we started recording.
Mike asked how I was doing. I said fantastic, and he asked why, and then I said...
No. You're already wrong. It happened 3 minutes ago. I said, how are you doing? Apropos of nothing, You said... I didn't say, well, why are you doing good? What has inspired this? Oh, You're so ridiculous. You're like an egomaniac. Like you retold the story in a way. How are you an egomaniac, but at the same time so down on yourself all the time? He retold the story to make it like I was on bated breath, like he was the Beatles. Like, how are you doing, Paul? I'm doing fine. Oh, well, why? Oh my gosh, tell me more. I just asked, how are you doing? And I said, how are you doing? And then what did you say?
I said, I made coffee. The normal way for the first time.
For the first time
in years.
Ever.
No, in years.
In years. In years. In years. Excuse
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's harrowing.
It's obvious Michael Bate. It's obviously Michael Bate. It's obviously Michael Bate. Okay. So,
welcome to Hack Thought Podcast, Garlic Flakes edition of the sandwich saga. Oh my God, I've been so excited for this level of the sandwich saga. My favorite part of the sandwich, of course, the garlic flakes. Welcome to the show. This episode is about...
Are you going to ask me how I'm doing?
No, I really don't care, frankly. My co-host is here, Mike Fallick. He's...
How's it going? I'm going to do the whole thing this day in the sports voice. It's the same as a normal guy. But, like, tell me about... tell me, Deepu. I love these guys.
Mm.
Because I'll tell you what. Not only have I described them before as mustard in the mouth kind of guys, that they're at the back of their throat dispenses, mm-hmm. you know... Yellow mustard, no flakes in it. It just pours out a liquidy sort of hot mustard. not hot mustard, but, you know, warm mustard.
Yeah.
It's the fact that these guys have no normal tone ever in the way they do things. So it's a normal story. So if you tell me a story, you know, a quick story, and sort of pause after the first little part of it, like if you go into the store.
Mm.
So, like, you know, start telling me a story. I'll tell you how it's different and how this is mostly the same, Michael.
Mm.
But you'll see a subtle difference in how I do it. So start telling me a story about the last thing you bought. The girls were still.
The last thing I bought, so I went to the Freshway supermarket the other day.
Bottom of the ninth.
Went to
two strikes on.
The first part of the supermarket is now an Asian-focused part of the supermarket, which is what I love.
Batting a 253 for the whole season.
And I wanted to...
The thing about me, I stop your boring ass story. The thing about me was with this guy is that it's one of these people that I've been getting into who doesn't, you know, they don't talk normally ever. Like, if this guy goes home, Deepu, and he's going to have a threesome with his wife, This is how she comes home and she says, you know, we're gonna have a threesome. And he says, well, have you worked it out? And he goes, well, it's an interesting topic, the threesome. I spoke to Janice just the other day, and she says to me she's ready, prepared. She feels as though she can bring the vaginal experience to the threesome. She feels as though she's ready for it. She told me personally in the locker room that she's prepared as she can be. And like, you know what's great about this guy? You know, nobody, whenever they retell stories about something else happened, you know it. They're not really capturing even one quarter of how it was done to them. Like, they recount athletes telling them stories, and they manage to make it more boring than anyone has ever been in their life. That's how they go. Well, I spoke to Ted, and he said he's going to sell us the drugs. Like, it can make everything boring. He's told me that it's good cocaine. He's told me the cocaine is very good, and when we take it, as he's predicted since the beginning of this cocaine deal, it will get us very high. Like, who? It's so much more boring.
Have you considered that perhaps they are scared to say anything edgy? That they, you know, that their only plan of attack is to just have this.
Give me anything edgy with that guy, and I'll tell you how they would tell it to you. Like, what's the most exciting thing you can think of happening?
The murder of 1,000 people.
Right, so this guy, great, I got it. This guy is part of a sort of death squad. This is how he would, and that is, you know, horrible and atrocious. Yeah. But he's on the death squad, and you are now like Ken Burns. You're Ken Burns interviewing him a few years later.
Slow pan.
In the slow pan, of course, all the time. Fuck Ken Burns.
I like him.
Slow pan. Please. So have I done my Ken Burns interview guy that isn't, hold on, we're now going in a rabbit hole. Let me do every other Ken Burns interview where, like, he just has the oldest people in the world on his movies, and he just lets them talk for fucking ever. I think I've done it before, like in the jazz one. Mm-hmm. Like,
the thing is how we would play music, and at the time music would come at a instruments, for example, a trumpet, a xylophone. That's the way people knew music, is you would hear it in your ears, which is in your skull traditionally, and you'd hear the music from, say, a piano or a guitar. And that was the way for a long time.
I'm entranced, by the way. I'm enthralled.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's entrancingly boring. So anyway, it's Ken Burns. He's at a death squad, and you're like, oh, let's make it Werner Herzog so we can make this really interesting. And you're like, oh, I can't do Werner Herzog, so I'm not going to do it. But Werner's like, you know, what was it like killing you? Obviously, you know, you were part of the lightning squad, and you guys would use massive batteries to kill, you know, thousands of people, hundreds at a time. What was that like?
You know, when it was happening, you were prepared for it, and the idea, of course, is to explode a lot of people, and you know, that's what we would do. and that's what we were prepared to do with it, and you know, it's not an easy task to do. A lot of challenges in bottom of the ninth. Two strikes.
You gotta admit, it's an easier way to break in a tragic news story.
Do you think so? Like we're gonna have to remove your leg.
And that, yeah, well, I'd rather have
the thing is that
I'd rather have Howard Cosell say
what it. What I've heard from people is most people with working legs is they walk around. You know, the manager says to me, we're using our legs to do many things in life. For example, go buy a sandwich or a hot dog. And the thing is, now that you have been attacked by this flesh-eating virus, ball and a strike, we're going to have to remove you. Like, oh, my God, it is entrancingly boring. Maybe that's what it is.
It's so goddamn mundane.
Well, it brings the charm of talking to your grandfather. You know, you ever talk to a grandparent? Did you have any alive when you were alive? Since you've been alive?
Now that's why I like talking to people. That sense is just crazy. Would you like me to read back your question?
Yeah, please. I mean,
have you ever talked to a grandparent? Have you ever talked to one when you had one when you were alive? Is that what you want me to answer?
Yeah, please.
A part of that question involves me recognizing I am currently still alive.
Yep.
So let's start from that pretty crucial point of your question. Yeah, I've spoken to. But a grandparent is like crazy. That's what's fun about
them. Not if they have sex when they're young. Like if they're just, you know, if they born to your parent when they're 20, then they're only like 60 by the time you come around if your dad banged when he's 20. You know what I mean? So he could just be spry by the time you come along. Or he could be like mine where he...
I assumed that the era of grandparent you were talking about was when they were older.
The era of grandparent I'm talking about.
Why would a normal, like, I thought that, I'm so done trying to figure this out with you. It's amazing.
Everyone bangs young.
You know what? You know what's great about you right now, Tifu? Is you are showing the other end of the spectrum. That if you were allowed to call baseball games, people literally wouldn't know what was going on. So I think you've proven that the way they talk is fine. Somehow I started with a parody of a way humans speak, and now when you say, have you talked to a grandparent, I think everyone assumes that the trope you're speaking about is an elderly person. Mm. Yes, in theory, you could have a 40-year-old grandparent. Why would that be noteworthy to talk about?
Because that could be the exception to what I'm talking about. You know, what if they're exciting and they're full of life?
But why would you call them a grandparent?
Because they're your parents.
How is anyone going to relate to you calling that person a grandparent? When I think talking to a grandparent, I think about an older person. Oh my God, please tell me what your episode is about. I so regret life. I regret
but
everything I've ever
before
done.
Before we go on, I just want to say, you do make a great point. I would bring a lot of new elements to the booth. I would be a great sports commentator. Because, you know, they always say, let's get rid of the commentary. Because the commentary, it's too narcissistic. But what if it's... What if I'm there?
That's what people are saying?
I hear that. That is a criticism sometimes. That is a criticism.
I have a hard time believing maybe you've forgotten what narcissist means. That you might have forgotten that.
I know what it means.
That it's about them?
A lot of these commentators, they make it about them. You know, I don't want to name names, but...
You're saying they're sort of a real housewife.
Yeah, they start gossiping about themselves. They make the little jokes. They talk about their time playing ball. I'm like, come on, just talk about the game.
Oh, I like exactly. So I guess it's just a second form of entertainment.
Yeah, or the third form where I come in and I just start, I start telling stories about the rainbows.
Yeah, but you know what? So I sort of think that that's an interesting thing. I think I would have, but have you ever been to like amateur sports games? We'll sometimes have like a good band instead of like the guy in the organ booth.
Yep.
It's not that much fun. It really isn't as much fun as the fake organ thing. You know what I mean? It's not, even though it's, I know it's better entertainment than like, that's stupid, but because I'm not focusing on it, it's sort of better.
Yeah, to each his own, man. You know, I prefer just a guy with a kazoo, but, you know, that's just me.
Mm-hmm. Well, we all do, in all circumstances of life. We all just want a guy with a kazoo. Oh. Is that so hard to ask? That was the fifth Bridget Jones they never made. searching for a guy with a kazoo. What's your episode about, please?
Okay, so this episode is about hiking. It's the time-honored tradition of walking around that...
Of course, on this show, we've publicly come out against hiking. I think we were pretty agreed on that in the past to catch some people up. I don't like walking. Famously on record for not liking walking.
Oh, you went against walking, not hiking, though, right?
I would assume that people would have surmised that the most walking-centric activity, which is why I'm trying to I believe it was mentioned in passing, I am against walking, and to agree with you right from the start, hiking's fucking bullshit, from my opinion. What we like to do is sometimes people will propose a hack thought, thoughts we don't think to think about, and... I don't know if his is going to make sense, so sometimes I interrupt to make sure you hear a sane opinion before he starts.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to warn people, because, you know, people...
Warn people.
Yeah. Well, people are going to go hiking in the, you know, in the coming seasons, you know, thinking it's a good idea, a good outing.
You're aware this is worldwide, right?
Yeah.
You're aware, people, that we have quite a few listeners in Germany.
Is there not hiking?
England.
Is there not hiking over there? Danke.
We have... By the way. I'm not done yet. Okay. We have quite a few listeners on the other side of the hemisphere.
Mm-hmm.
So let's assume via the World Wide Web that it's not just the coming seasons, that at any point someone listening to the show is hiking or is encountering hiking.
Well,
so you might be too late in your warning.
Well, you know, maybe they can just relate with me about how horrible a time they probably had hiking. It's such a dumb idea. Why not just, you know, if you want to see nature, why don't you just Google Maps the woods nearby you?
Well, I'll tell you a hack thought that I sort of discussed recently. Mm. You know, I'm as I've said on the show, very into animals and things like that. You can look at my work for things like
sure.
that. And I think there's a lot of people who think conservationism means I have to go fucking visit. Like, the trees are not grandma. The trees are fine if you don't go visit them. So long as no one cuts them down, like, they're not like, oh, I'm a 1,000-year-old tree. You never come over. Why you never call? I'm all alone in the woods. They're happy. You don't have to go to the woods. I think that there's a lot of people who think they have to, like, show they like nature or that they appreciate nature by being in nature.
Right, yeah.
As opposed to just, like, I love nature. I would very much love if we just let the trees be trees and that we don't bother them. Like, we don't need to be
That's
there.
All we're doing. We're just bothering them. By driving there, our cars are hurting them. Our babies, when we bring our babies there, they start crying.
Well, hold on. Hold on. Hold on. But if people are going on vacation, Deepu, they're going to drive anyway. So what are they going to – they're not going to just avoid the trees and driving past the trees. It's not like – you know what I mean?
I would. I could do that. Some people can do that.
So you feel bad if you're driving and you see a forest. Just like, oh,
yeah, I mean, I just – I picture
so
my car.
You prefer to drive on the ocean? What are you – where are you supposed to drive?
If I see trees, I turn around.
That's a ridiculous – well, but no one's going to listen to you, Deepu, if you're like, oh, us driving to the trees hurts them.
Well,
people are going on vacation anywhere anyway.
You look at it this way.
They still have to drive.
Look at it this way. Your car – here's how I see it. When you're driving your car –
here's how you see it.
When you drive on the highway, and there's, let's say there's foliage.
By the way, you know how most people, you're like, oh, here's how he sees it. He might not be an expert, but here's how he sees it. Opposite with me. I'm listening less now that you said here's how he sees it. So go on.
Okay. Well, let's say I am not privy to the stupidity of hiking.
Loaded.
The stupidity of hiking yet. And I'm driving on the highway, and there's some foliage up ahead, right? And I'm starting to drive past it. Here's what my car is doing. Your car... If you're doing this, your car is basically just bitch slapping every tree on the way.
You literally don't know how pollution works.
No, that's how it is. The smog goes into the tree. The tree is like, and then they die. And then when
you just literally don't know how any of it works. That's what's going on here.
Well, I mean, I know for a fact
your proximity to the tree. For your car, and even a highway, has very little to do with how you affect the environment.
Okay, Mr. Serious. On to my next point. All right, let's...
What do you mean, Mr. Serious? I understand that every time you drive your car, but why... If you see some foliage ahead, what does that even mean?
I'm just saying, it's like bringing a bunch of knives to the maternity ward. Like, why would you do that?
If for surgery, they bring lots of knives to the maternity ward.
When the baby's already out? I mean, well, you don't need knives. You're just endangering
the baby. That's not
the
baby. In the maternity ward section of it, there's lots of knives. They do a lot of surgery. What are you saying?
I'm just saying.
No one's throwing knives at babies.
But just to have them around, it's just rude, you know? It's just rude.
I don't know.
The moms.
Don't use that phrase anymore this episode. It's going to piss me off. You know,
it's just rude.
I seriously, no. If you saying you know, I don't.
All right.
Okay. So
second
wait,
point.
What can you get to? No, first point, because the first point was nothing. So, what's next? What's point number one?
Why would you want to have a bear? Give a bear a chance to kill you.
I agree. I'm on record now. Like, there's all these videos now you see of like people hanging out with big animals. Mm-hmm. I associate with no animals that can't wear my T-shirt.
That's a good rule.
No dolphins, no apes, some monkeys. That's it. Can your dog wear a men's medium t-shirt? If it can't, guess what? Don't hang out with me. Horses, fuck off.
You were a medium?
I am not hanging out.
You were a medium? That's what? That's a nice svelte fit on you. A medium? Mm. Got your pecs showing in there?
Sounds like I'm fat.
Well, you're big. I'm
big appearing in both in my the way I intimidate you.
Yes.
And I imagine much like Joseph Fritzl that you are even though I'm quite small, I intimidate you in quite a Stockholm-y way.
I also kind of can't imagine the head of yours fitting through the head hole because it's so, you know, your brain.
Where are you getting cold? Are you under the impression that the hole is that much smaller between these? Where are you getting clothes? Oh, because of my giant brain, are you talking about?
Yeah, basically. That was what I'm looking at. Yeah.
Okay.
I get my clothes at the small
bears
tiny
killing
store.
You. Yeah. Okay. Wait. Hold on. Let me say this. You're not going to die in the woods. That's the one thing. But why would you? Why would you want to be around giant animals? Why would you want that?
I mean, to look cool. To be like, oh my god, look at me. I'm near a Siberian tiger. Or something.
Well, that would be cool.
Okay. Yes.
I'm not. Well, you can't bring cool into it. If you're standing somewhere deep. Mm-hmm. And then you're in the same position, same place, and there's a Siberian tiger. Your argument doesn't help yourself.
Yeah,
that is cooler. That is a cooler you.
I should have chosen a less cool animal. You're right.
Cool doesn't involve safety or sanity. You know, race car driving is cool. Mm.
Okay, fine.
Not really sensible.
New example. Oh, look at me. I'm near a fucking platypus.
So this is still point one. It's not new. Again, a platypus is pretty rare.
No, it's not. Okay, there you're fucking wrong. Okay, the platypus is basically it's the nerd of the forest.
This is trite. This is a trite thought.
What?
Have you ever seen a platypus?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a platypus?
Oh, I thought there was more to that question. Yes, I have. It has the duck. It has the nose
Where?
Of a duck.
Where? You've seen one in person?
It has the nose of a duck. It has
have
the
you
back
seen one
of
in person?
A fucking cheetah.
Have you seen one in person?
Yeah.
Where?
Bear Mountain, upstate New York.
I've been to Bear Mountain. You didn't see a platypus. Fuck you. You sometimes think we didn't grow up in the same area. You didn't see a platypus. You've never seen a platypus. There's no platypus.
Fuck it.
There.
I did. I tracked it for 2 days.
You never saw one. I'm done with this fake joke thing. You would love to be around a platypus. It's a beautiful animal. I'm done with your fake shit. Okay. What if it's not for other people? What if the person is being genuine? They don't take photos of themselves, Sipu. I still don't think it's sane. I'm going to help you out here. I still don't think it's necessarily great to be around wild animals. They're not like you're just not like it's a wild animal. It's not for us. I think sometimes people like have these encounters with wild animals and it's like, no, it's meant to be wild. You're not really supposed to interact with it at all.
Yeah, you're really just fucking up its expectations for what the world is about. You know, you show up and you're...
Hold on. Don't say yeah at the beginning. Could you not... Okay, don't agree with me ever. Here's the new thing. Just assume I'm not here. Because
okay.
I'm not... You just bandwagoned me on top of the craziest thing you've said this episode. Yeah, Mike. Yeah, like how you're raising the expectations of the platypus.
Yeah, well, I mean...
I don't think a platypus knows what expectations are. So please don't involve me in that.
Okay, fine.
You're like that middle school kid who's like, yeah, we don't like spaghetti. Well, wait, hold on. This is not about your argument. Isn't better because you just threw me into there. I didn't like that
Damn
at
it,
all.
Damn it! I thought I had you for
just
a second.
Just say, and the next thought I have, and then I'll translate for the audience.
Okay.
I presume I got my heads up to the earphones, and it's at the UN, and I'm like, okay. The delegate wishes to express. Okay. Just talk.
Oh, man.
And I'll see if it makes
just
sense.
Just the idea of wearing like a tie-dye t-shirt around a red fox. And that fox is looking at your shirt like, man, I've never seen any of those colors before.
What colors?
Like a fuchsia, like a teal, maybe like a little bit of weird green, emerald. Hasn't seen any of those colors. And then it's just freaking
out. Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Mike Fallick here. You know, sometimes you have to remember in the world that not everyone has the same perspective as you. For example, Deepu's under the impression that the majesty of a forest has less colors than the t-shirt industry.
Well,
Here's just a reminder, people, that sometimes you can't assume people know everything. That sometimes I've been talking to this asshole for 3 years, and I would assume he'd know t-shirt company less colors available to them than the beauty of a magical forest and the fox within it.
Where is it going to see fuchsia? You tell me this. Where is it going to see fuchsia?
If I answer every single question for you, will it make you understand what a forest is? I mean, I'm willing to do this, but literally since the beginning of art and humans producing other colors than what comes out of their bowels and face and eyes and skin, they have been imitating forests pretty much since the beginning. So I'm willing for you to ask me every single color, and I will tell you where it is in nature and where a fox specifically would see it.
All right, well, I know that's
ridiculous. By the way, before we get down this fucking – no, you're doing it now. Before we get down this rabbit hole, I don't know that a fox can see color. That's not his point. Just to let you know, he didn't even think of that.
That's true. I did think of that, and I just didn't say it.
You didn't think of it because if they can't see it on the t-shirt, they can't see it in nature. So you didn't think of it, and you just lied again. You didn't think of it at all. Name a color. Fuchsia? Leaves. Leaves turn to purple-red. For a very long time. It's actually why people want to see leaves, because it's seeing like a tree with purple leaves. Next color, name any color. Teal, teal, the sky is, even at your home, Deepu, the sky is teal every single day at some point of the day.
Oh yeah, how about dark brown?
When are you aware, Deepu, that every single color of the rainbow appears in the sky? Did you know that?
Yeah, but the fox isn't looking at that. The color aware fox is
okay,
not
so the fox only looks at the ground. Worms are fuchsia. Worms are fuchsia. Does that help? Teal, snow is teal. Grass is teal. Am I done yet?
Butterfly wings.
What? Name,
I'm
an, name
you
another
out
color.
Butterfly wings.
Name another fucking color. I'm so ready for this.
Gold.
Gold. Leaves again. Dirt. Dirt. Literally dirt.
I'm running out of colors here. What are the colors?
Oh, wait. Hold on. Hold on, people. Everyone at home, this is like Blue's Clues. Like, that's right behind you, Steve. It's right behind you. Deepu, are you aware of what color foxes are?
They can be various colors.
They can be gold! I'm losing my mind with you! This is ridiculous! This is why at the beginning of the show, this is your first episode, and you're like, why did he interrupt to say what's an obvious, you know, sort of point about not liking hiking and not interfering with the forest and that? A good hack thought at the beginning of that show. Don't go hiking. You're not really helping the environment. Why did he interrupt and say, you know, is that hack thought? Why did he say that? Surely the other host was going to get to it. The man forgot what color foxes were. So we have to iterate these things. Okay, point number one still we're on. Why else is hiking not good?
There could be a guy who lives in the woods who murders you.
You're a moron. You're an actual moron. As opposed to the amount of men who live in cities who will murder you. By the way, cities, in case somehow the people who are also Deepu species are listening, cities are where men live and where most people get murdered.
Well,
you're a much more statistically likely.
I'd rather be murdered.
You're trying to warn people about hiking, right? That was your whole thing. You're trying to warn people about hiking.
Yeah,
about
yeah.
Be realistic about what's going to happen when you're hiking. And your point about whether most people get murdered in a city or in a forest, you're like, it's definitely forest. I don't know, Mike, you might want to check your stats on that one.
What I fear more.
A lot of deer fuck around with, you know, frying turkeys, and there's a lot of involuntary manslaughter in the woods.
What I fear more is being murdered in the
woods.
If
you took all the deaths in, like, one city just from people having cooking accidents, you would have more deaths than done by animals.
I think it was a great warrior
Everywhere.
Who once said, I do not fear death
warrior.
In the city. I fear death in the forest by a guy with a muzzle rifle thing.
A muzzle rifle. go pick one. You know, I know there's been a lot. There's, you know, for the last, you know, since we've been kids, you know, there was some very interesting things that have gone around with guns. And so you'd think Deepu, a person who's grown up in this culture and a guy who I know considers himself savvy, would be very educated on guns. And I assume a muzzle gun is a point of great controversy.
I meant to say
the
musket.
Forest, in the forest murder world.
I mean,
okay.
I could...
Point one. Okay. Point one. You have 4 minutes left to make a single point.
I think it is wrong to bring babies to the woods because you're just annoying the creatures of the forest now with their baby crying. It's like the airplane.
What the fuck is he talking
it's like the airplane. You know, stop bothering people with your fucking child. The bears and the monkeys, they're like, they hate your baby noises too, and they can't even express themselves. These
monkeys. Have you ever heard howler monkeys?
Yeah, but they can't articulate.
They are the most horrific noise on the planet.
Yeah,
but birds make much worse noises than babies.
Oh, birds. That's what I was thinking of. Yeah, I mean, these animals, they can't in English say, shut that fucking baby up, which is crucial to shutting that fucking baby up. The best they can do is, like, fly over and poop on it.
You know what? For this episode, I'll give it to you. So, after a half an hour, ladies and gentlemen, if you're thinking of going hiking, be warned. Animals don't speak English. So should you bring a... I'm not done. Should you bring a baby hiking... The thing to be conscious of is that if the baby is crying, the animals cannot express that they don't enjoy your baby crying. Now, I know you think Godipu's the comedian in the bunch. He's supposed to be funny. Mm. And that he might have written this to be funny. This is him trying his hardest. This is him trying his hardest to make a good point.
I'm not a big
argument
guy.
He thinks they're both good. He thinks it's both a good argument and kind of funny, but he does not think it is absurd. He thinks this is great.
Okay, imagine.
Is there any other forest rangerly advice you have for people? I think that's what we need to focus on for the last minutes of this.
Okay, don't leave your drugs in the forest. Don't do drugs in the forest.
Don't leave your drugs in the forest.
Yeah, you know.
Why shouldn't we leave our drugs? Which drugs? Like Advil?
No, I mean like illicit drugs.
Advil was the right answer. So which drugs shouldn't we leave in the forest?
LSD. Marijuana.
Don't leave LSD in the forest. Guys. Marijuana, which grows in forests, don't leave in the forest.
I didn't think of that. That's a good point. Maybe you can have your marijuana.
Mean? He thinks this is great. It may be funny the way he's delivering it, but he thinks like, oh, this is solid. Marijuana, which grows in the forest. Mushrooms? Let's see if he gets this one. Should we leave my mushrooms in the forest?
You know, it's one thing for them to grow on their own in the forest, but to put them intentionally in the forest is wrong. I mean, you know, some animal comes along, eats them, starts freaking the fuck out, starts, you know, coming up with math. Now it's like it knows math and it can't express itself, can't build anything with it. That's fucked up, man.
Solid joke at the end there, but you're aware mushrooms do grow in the forest and animals just eat them.
I'm fully aware. Okay, let's just say don't leave LSD or any human manufactured drugs in the forest. Even if you leave them on the dirt's going to just start tripping balls. Being like, why am I so low on the ground, man?
So I assume by you saying that. I want to criticize this. I assume by you saying that you have realized midway through your sentence that perhaps a lot of animals don't actually react to human drugs, right? You realize that as you started to say it?
First of all, I don't think that. I think they all react even stronger than humans do to drugs.
So let's give – I think what you need to do at this point to really save yourself from this hole – he's not saving himself. What I think you need to do is – not only give like some forest advice, but I think you need to give some, because obviously you're a pharmacological genius. So I think what you should probably do at this point is sort of end the episode with you giving like some really solid pharmacological / forest mm-hmm. advice.
Okay.
And then I want you to do a dirt being high on ecstasy. I want us to do a sketch where we're two pieces of dirt being high on ecstasy. I think that's pretty funny.
Okay.
So now, but in order to really solidify your expertise at this point, mm-hmm. lay it on me.
Okay, in order to not interfere with the forest, which I think is...
And to stay pharmacologically safe in the forest.
And to stay...
I want you to give drug advice and the forest related.
I think if you're going to do drugs, do them at home mm-hmm. and then come to the forest. Okay. Be careful driving.
Now, hold on. We need to get the solid advice here. Be careful driving, which in a society, you probably have to drive a lot. Do drugs at home. Now, I want to ask you this question. Are there more babies in people's homes or in the forest?
In some cultures, I would say...
Human babies.
Oh, yeah. The home, I would assume.
So, let me just make everything clear. Don't drive when you're in a city. when you're on drugs. Because in the forest, you have to drive a lot. Do your drugs at home where you keep your babies. And don't bring your babies to the forest where you won't be doing drugs.
And that's going to be it for this episode. Thank you so much for
listening. So you leave your baby at home, so it's in this drug den.
Yep.
And then you don't take it to the forest so it doesn't disturb the birds who really need a good 6 hours.
Yeah. Or
don't do any drugs there because all animals get high off of human drugs.
Mm-hmm. And you're fucking with the environment.
But only things that are psychedelic. Like you could leave blood thinner medication, for example. You could just leave that on the ground in the forest. That's fine. It's only like we don't want animals getting high. Because they might think of math. Funny joke. I don't think that was realistic. It's a good joke. Right? That's the advice. Leave your babies at home. Yeah. Do drugs at home with the babies.
Mm-hmm. Except you can bring the blood thinner. I like that because, you know, it makes the animals more agile. They can hunt their prey.
A big risk of antelope having stroke.
Possibly.
That's a big problem.
I mean, the snail could just, like, slither faster. It'd be like, oh, my God, this fucking tree ain't got shit on me. I'm a fucking cheetah now.
Wow, do I even ask this question? In your mind, snails have blood?
Don't they? Don't we all have blood? Don't they all have blood? Deafening silence. Used to that.
So like...
I've never bitten to a snail before.
Hold on, stop. You see a bunch of blood on the ground. And you're like, oh my God, who hurt all these snails?
I mean, it could be anything.
So if you were, no, stop, because...
It could be a tree.
If you see a trail of blood, you're like, oh my God, there's an injured snail trying to escape. Because it got hurt, and it kept... So it's like, essentially, you could kill someone and drag their body around Deepwood and be like, why are there like 90 hurt snails going through this alleyway? And then he'll find a dead body and be like, oh my God, I wonder if these injured snails are eating that human. Do you think like a wolf, all these snails got hurt and attacked this person?
I wouldn't rule it out.
That's Deepu, a CSI. He sees a trail of blood and he's like, well, we got either one dead human or like 100 hurt slugs. Oh, you're so fucking dumb. Why did you say snails and blood? No, they don't have blood. Don't you think if we all had, like, we would use, oh my God. Don't you think we'd use, like, snail organs and things like that?
What do you mean? Whose organs are we using?
We can use, like, pig organs because they run off of blood. Mm. Mammals have, like, blood.
How do you know all this shit?
Honestly, I do know some stuff about animals, and I do think I'm more read in certain areas. But I actually have a book I might give to you, and it's called, like, The 100 Questions of Why, and they give it to, like... toddlers to be so that you know they don't have to ask you every fucking question, like, you know, how do planes work? Shut up, here's this book. We might have to start incorporating that into the show. Can we please pretend to be two pieces of dirt really high? Because I like the idea of dirts having high revelations.
Yeah, let's do it.
Is it kicking in for you?
Oh my God, man.
I can feel it.
These hippies walking by, bro, they really fucked me up, man.
Even as a piece of dirt, I'm aware that hippies is a pretty anachronistic reference, but it's okay. Whoa, I'm so high, I don't even care that there's, nobody even identifies as a hippie unless it's ironic. Even hippies are self-aware of irony. Oh, I'm having so many revelations. Oh my God. Have you ever thought, you know how like someone, that an animal will walk by sometimes, dude?
Yeah.
And they'll shit on us?
But yeah, dude.
Aren't we shit already?
I mean, we're just like their toilet, bro. Whoa. We're the toilet.
Whoa. Right, so they're just as upset to shit on us as they are to step on us.
Yeah, they're just walking in their own shit or something.
All the time.
Yeah. Yeah, take that, fucking... birds.
You ever see soil from a store?
I don't travel much, but tell me about it. I haven't.
Okay, it's like us, but in a bag.
Whoa, they made it out, huh? They made it out.
If you pour dirt from a bag into the forest,
Is it forest dirt? Like, once it hits the floor, does it become forest dirt?
It's like one of those people that, like, move away from home and, like, they realize they can't make it in the big city and then they come back.
Oh, man. What if somebody is, like, doing a planting project and they're like, you need dirt from your local forest, but a guy came before and dumped a bunch of that soil from a store on us, and he's just going his whole life thinking that's forest dirt.
You know, first of all, it's you know, that's wrong on him. Secondly, it's kind of like I'm kind of having sex with this new dirt that's just like piled on top of me now. It's like a new orgy I've never been a part of before. 69
meter. Do you know how sometimes you see sticks in soil?
Yeah, you mean tombstones?
Is it? No. Well, yeah.
Those are
like, does anything that goes in dirt? Is that instantly dirt? Like, sometimes the sticks will, like, dissolve.
Mm.
But, like, sometimes you'll see soil. You'll see dirt with sticks in it. So is that little section?
I mean, that's just, like, colonization, bro. They're just trying to take over our fucking, our zone.
You know, this always happens when people are getting high. I'm, like, so mellow, and you're turning everything into racism and politics. It's like, you can be philosophical without bringing up colonization, you know?
I mean,
or maybe you can't. Maybe I'm being wrong, and that there's just some people whose worldviews, some dirts, whose worldviews are just, tripping out. I thought I was a person whose worldviews are just defined by society.
You're right, bro.
Is that crazy? Do you think your mind is...
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably just watching the news too much lately.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Do you ever watch the news, but with, like, relaxation sounds on? So, like, the guys open their mouths and they're like, turn dead in Iraq! And then, but, like, all that comes out is, like, a nice fountain noise?
I gotta try that. That sounds lovely.
It's so cool. You gotta get a fountain. You got a fountain?
Yeah, I got a fountain.
I know we're near the river,
mm-hmm.
but get a fountain. It's worth it. Get a fountain. Don't buy a white noise machine either. Get a fountain. Get like a. It's legit. It's legit. Get a fountain.
Cool, bro.
Yeah. So we have a contestant on Hack Thought Mini Show. Introduce yourself.
My name's Kate. My podcast is called Ignorance Was Bliss, and it is about crime and psychology and sometimes normal people.
Here we go, Kate. You're going to have 5 minutes to go through the following hack thoughts. First, you ask me, are we not safe for work? A term I never use. But should we rename the word blowjob?
Not for me.
Okay. Moving on. Should people wear hats indoors?
No.
Solid on that. No. Definitely not.
Definitely not.
Not interesting. Moving on. Okay, I guess say pass if you don't like it, okay? Just say your opinion and we'll go pass.
Okay.
We're trying to get to a speed here. It's more with me than with you. You're doing fine. I'm floundering with our new format. Okay. Would you ever go to space?
Not on purpose, but if I had a guarantee that I would come back, maybe.
So you take the... If you were stuck on an alien planet, you go, please get me back home to Earth.
Please.
Would you go with your family? Would you... If someone was like...
No!
Like,
No. Time away from the kids is amazing.
So you would go to space to avoid them. So they couldn't... It's hard.
Yeah. Absolutely. Every mother on the planet is like, uh-huh, right now. I would like to come back, though. I'll visit them in 10 years. That's fine.
Ooh, is it a real 10 years? You're going to, like, fly around a star and it's only, like, 2 minutes? Is it the same? It would be more time. They'd age more, right? Isn't that how it works when you're in space? I don't really know.
You know what? As long as I have a vacation from the kids, I really don't care.
Are you scared of space? I think that's the better question, is that I'm trying to get out of people when I ask that. Are you scared of space?
Of course.
Yeah, I'm really scared of space. And I feel like there's people that are not really scared of space.
and I don't fucking get it. I'm really afraid of space.
Those are people who have never pictured their little, you know, jetpack opening up, and suddenly they are just, you're no longer a person, you're just molecules spread out over miles. Like,
can I tell you, we've had on the show as a list of episodes to do for so long jetpacks, because jetpacks annoy the shit out of me, not just in space, but they are so dangerous. People are like, I want jetpacks, and I'm always like, there are helicopters, you're allowed to fly right now. A jetpack is like the motorcycle of helicopters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're afraid of jetpacks, right?
Well, yeah.
It's this crazy thing that people want it.
Yeah, these are people who are into self-destruction. I accept. I'm not going to yuck their yum.
Would you skydive to the same extent? Which I would guess the answer is no. Would you?
Well, have you? I guess, that's tough, because one of my close friends owns a skydiving place.
That's so different. I might do it yet, if that was the case.
But I might. That's what I'm saying.
I wouldn't even do it if it was your friend. No way. If it was my friend, I would. You know what I mean? Me knowing you, that gives me no comfort.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Because that's, you can blame your friend. That's okay. Your friends are likely to kill you anyway, so that's fine.
Eventually.
Eventually. That's what it's going to be. I know the answer to the next one. Are you afraid of horses?
I dislike them greatly. But not afraid of.
I know this well. You're not afraid of them at all. Listen to my episode of Kate's show.
Exactly.
The horses with her bare hands.
Any kind of bare hands I can get, yes.
Yes, any time. Oh, yeah, that was it. Okay. Would you ban superpowers?
No, I'd use them.
No, well, hold on. That's not what it is. You're not guaranteed to get them in this scenario.
No, I understand, but I have one. And I would never ban it.
Oh, your horse killing ability. I forgot. It's a good one. Or do you have one already? Oh my gosh, I didn't even ask.
I do.
What is it?
Do you want to know?
Yeah. I'm pins and needles, yes. Oh my god, is it the ability to create pins and needles in people?
I have two, actually. One is that I can read lips, even backwards. Which is really fun, like in a bar. Or if I'm in a car in traffic and the people behind me are arguing, I can watch it. And I love that.
That's officially a superpower. Okay.
That's a pretty good one. The other is that I win radio contests.
Oh my god, another thing I'm obsessed with. That's amazing.
I have won probably literally 25 or 30 concerts or prize packs or whatever.
I think it is a super... Can I agree? I almost never say this kind of supernatural stuff, but you are now the third person I've met who frequently wins raffles. And I famously
I've never
on the
won
show,
a raffle, but I won radio contests all the time. By accident, I've accidentally won radio contests.
You're like, yeah, with cheese and pepperoni, and they're like, you just won tickets to see Bruce Springsteen.
I signed my kid up for Little League, and 2 weeks later, I get a call like, yeah, our radio contest was also blah blah blah, and you got tickets to a Red Sox game. I'm like, really? I didn't even like baseball, but okay. I mean, I'll go to anything. So
that's
it was
awesome.
Fun.
Would you go to anything? That was one that was on
anything
this list
live.
And I took off.
I will go to anything live. Yeah,
that's,
I'll go to anything.
That
live.
Was on this list and I took it off because I thought no one would agree with me. Do you like concerts? Do you objectively like the idea of concerts was my question. It's so funny. Yeah.
Love
them. You objectively like them. It doesn't matter what's happening at
yes.
them.
I think they're very powerful experiences even when I hate the band.
I always feel the most detached from society when someone's like, well, we're going to a concert. It's going to be fun. I'm always like, concerts for me are like martinis. It's like, if it's not really good, don't bring it over. You just brought me a vodka with a terrible vegetable in it, okay? Like, if it's not great.
See, but the thing about concerts is that I don't necessarily pay attention to the people on stage.
That's what
there's
I
the crowd
see.
Action, there's really bad food, there's overpriced liquor. Like, there's a lot of things to pay attention to. You know, even if the band is subpar. So there's like a lot of options.
So the last
especially
thing that
because
we're gonna
I usually
dig into
win my way in.
Is A, I thought I had a superpower a couple times in my life. The most recent one was I told my sister, like, oh, my hair has the ability to give me splinters. And she was like, everyone has that, Michael. Everyone, if they step on like hair, it goes, you can get a splinter in you. That's what ingrown hair was for. So she made me feel stupid, which was good. But, I am learning the value of how special overpriced alcohol makes you feel as I get older. Like, as a kid, I thought
yes,
it was annoying.
Yes.
Like, when I was, like, 21.
No, I'm going to get the most out of this motherfucking drink now, yes.
Right, it really does make you feel good. It's something weird about it that if you overpay for it, it's like it somehow is a better thing. I don't get it. I never would have gotten that, 7 years ago.
So yeah, I'm sexier with a more expensive drink, for sure.
Okay.
Audibletrial.com/GoToHell. Are you a little bit stupid and don't really want to read? Or maybe you're a little bit stupid and want to tell people that you're smart and also don't want to read? Maybe you're driving, or you're a little bit driving. Well, go to audibletrial.com/GoToHell and get a free sample of audible.com with lots of audiobooks to make yourself sound smarter. You're stupid. audibletrial.com/GoToHell.